from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Oh, that's right. Time for our Week in Review here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Lots to get. It was a short week, and yet, Jones, we had so many things to look back upon. We were not in on Monday, so this all comes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wow.
This is all the material. This is
nothing
all
from today?
No, we usually don't turn things around on Friday. Usually we have this set and ready to go.
Nothing good enough to make the cut here today?
It's all good. So I would recommend listening to Week in Review and then also listen to the entire podcast of the Friday show, which to this point has been great. Drew Bledsoe joined us, Mike Onwenu joined us, and Lou Maloney was supposed to join us. So it's been really good. Let's start with Rob Ninkovich, who called in.
Unprompted.
Unprompted. We were talking a lot about Rob Ninkovich because he went after Mac Jones on his podcast.
Yeah, he did.
Like, was threatening violence against Mac Jones.
Would slap the crap out of him, he said, in his
memories. Yeah, that was aggressive.
Yeah.
So he called in. Sort of talked about that a little bit, but also he is a bit of a Frank Caliendo, so he did a few impressions.
I didn't know this about him.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah.
I'm curious about your process for the Mac Jones impersonation. Do you like method act that?
Yeah, you did that a few times.
Was that just kind of off the cuff?
I mean, I can do Bill Belichick too, but we won't do that right now. No, that was just off the cuff stuff. And it was the reason that I did that is because it was kind of the monotony of, well, you know, every day we're going to get better.
Frank Caliendo over here. Rob Ninkovich.
Yeah, seriously.
Master of impressions.
What other impressions do you have?
Matt Light. I've heard you do Matt Light before.
Matt Light?
Yeah.
Matt?
Maybe he's getting into character.
Mac?
He's driving under a tunnel.
Bill?
Am I still?
Oh, you're here. Oh, we got you. We got you.
I thought Mac Jones showed up at your house. He's ready to fight you.
Matt Light. Hi. I'm Matt Light.
I mean,
kind of nailed it, though.
I'm Matt Light.
I mean, anytime you say who you're doing the impression of, I think is great.
You can't do any better than
you
that.
You already won me over.
Wow. Belichick, which he didn't really dabble in there, but I've heard.
He does do Belichick, Matt Light, Mac Jones.
His Mac is spot on. The Matt Light, I need more of that.
You think I'll smack the out of
he does not like you.
He's aggressive.
Doesn't like you.
He doesn't like, well, you can see why. You guys have to slap him in the face. Yeah. Slap him around a little bit.
Makes sense.
He needs one more.
I was a little nervous when he first called in. He's like, hey, I heard you guys were talking about me. I was like, oh boy.
Did we?
You're throwing around slaps at people.
Yeah, if you're going to slap Mac Jones, what are you going to do to us?
Seriously.
Hi, I'm Matt Light.
Why are you calling us? What do you want from us?
Yeah, that's the kind of guy that he could beat up both of us at the same time.
Oh, so easy. What do you think he does? He takes me out in 2 seconds. Then he can just deal with you.
throat punches you.
Throat chops me. I'm down. He's like, all right.
You're going to fall down. You're just choking.
That's a one-on-one with Keith. Yeah.
And then I just like, I freeze. I'm like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I do when I get stung by a bee is I run. I run. So I had a bit of a bee kerfluffle. We talked quite a bit about bees, hornets, wasps, meat bees, as you described. I have a situation. I tweeted it out earlier in the week, and I've actually, there's an update to this story as well as it relates to the bees.
Oh.
It's kind of crazy. But here's a little story. Let's take a trip back to Wednesday when I got stung by a bee. I got stung twice recently. Yeah.
I feel like you left that out earlier.
Yeah, no, I did. Well, I've been swimming in all these bee stories. But yeah, so they were getting into my shed on the, I have a shed, brag. Mm-hmm. And yeah. They were getting in on like the side and they were just kind of going in. And I'm like, how many are in there? So I did what every 40-year-old would do. I grabbed the tennis ball and hucked it at the thing.
Smart.
And all like that really angered them, Jones. Like they were minding their own business. That they did not care for that.
No.
That disturbed all of them. I think the queen got upset. They sent one of them after me. I ran away. Like, I ran away from the bees. There's a ton of, what would you do? Stand there and just tough it out?
You didn't tell me that earlier.
I ran away.
You said he flew at you, and I thought you had, like, no chance to react. You just dive-bombed.
No, I was like, I can see him coming right for me, and you're like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming back for me. So I got stung, like, on the finger, and it hurt for, like, 2 days. I could feel the venom coursing through my veins, and I almost took 2 sick days, but I didn't. So it's a problem. The bee nest is still up. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Terp put it up a moment ago. You can see this. It's a giant. It's the size of a beach ball.
Oh, yeah.
And so I still haven't done anything. I've gotten a lot of advice.
Well, so what's the update?
This is kind of crazy. This is going to shock you. Somebody texted me. Actually, multiple people. It was on Twitter DMs, which are wide open.
Did the guy from Big Blue Bug contact you?
No, I have his number.
Oh, you got to contact him.
But now I got a very bizarre update that I need to look into.
Oh, boy.
So there was a gentleman, and he told me that he had one of these things last year. Like, it's just a giant hornet's nest. And he says by the time, like, late fall rolls around, you get, like, a frost, all these guys die.
Yeah.
They can't handle it.
Yeah.
They're warm weather bugs,
yeah.
Jones.
They're kind of cowards.
They are.
Yeah.
Why they live in the Northeast is beyond me. You can't take a little bit of frost.
Yeah.
So they die out. The nest remains. People will buy the nest. I can sell the nest. Guess how much he got for the nest?
$100.
$350.
Wow.
So I'm going to sell this nest. If anybody's interested, I'll let these suckers die out with the cold.
Wow.
It's far enough away from my house. I think I can wait. If somebody wants to pay me $350, I will.
$2 million.
You can sell these things?
Apparently.
What
yeah.
are you? What are people using them for?
The holes. Frankly, none of my business.
Yeah.
They can do with
on the
whatever they want.
The dark web.
I won't have them come to my house because I don't think that's. But yeah, Gavin DM'd me. He said $350. And then he even sent me a link.
Hey, the Twitch chat is already asking, will you autograph it?
I think I might break it if I autographed it. But sure, if that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, I throw a few more bucks in there.
Look at this guy. Large hornet's nest, brand new. $300 or best offer.
Brand new.
Brand new. Yeah, not worn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
2024 vintage.
I see that for a second. What are you going to do with it? You have to tell me exactly what you're going to do. Are there still bees in it? There's no bees in it. Honey! Yeah. There's no honey in it.
Can I put a wig on it?
Sure. Just get away from my house and take this thing away.
Yes, please.
So
drive away, sir.
But everybody else is like, just wait till nighttime and then blast it with like the hornet spray, which I couldn't.
No, it's a moneymaker.
Not for $400. Oh, yeah, $400, $350.
Yeah, it's a moneymaker. Put in the 529.
Kids going to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Would you rather have a PS5 or a hornet's nest?
It's like that PS5.
Yeah, seriously. Caller Shane, we were talking about bees, so he called in with his 2 cents.
If I was given the choice, I would kill every single bee on the planet. I know that we cannot live without bees on the planet Earth.
Well,
right. I hate bees that much, Keith.
Got it.
And, you know, I really would like to, don't need the guy from Blue Bug to help you. Why don't you give Jones some pollen axe body spray and send him in there with a stick? I'd love to watch Jones just get stung by bees over and over again.
Oh, that's a real psycho take.
You
know what I want to see is Jones get stung by bees over and over and over again.
Shane came to the Brady night.
Then
he was hanging out. He was heckling us. It was a good time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the hatred still coursed through his veins like bee venom in yours.
Bee venom.
I didn't realize that, but the hatred still resides within
Not
Shane.
The bees!
That's the kind of hatred I can respect, by the way. I respect that kind of hatred.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that he wants me dead, but I do respect the hatred.
It's creative, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, I wish you were dead. No, I want you to get stung by bees over and over again.
Over and over again.
Oh, okay.
Until you die.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
some thought to that. Yeah.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're talking about good mascots. I'm not sure exactly how it came up on the show, but we were talking about, you know, it might have started with the Bengals, and they can go with the Snow Bengal uniform, which they're not on Sunday. And then we morphed into Brownie the Elf, which also brought up Lucky the Leprechaun, the Celtics mascot.
It was. We were talking 6 degrees of Greg Hill earlier today. Yep. There was a bit of that going on.
This is a wild. This took a wild turn. Oh, the old guy hit on my friend's wife. Sorry. So to set that up better, the old real life. So not the cartoon, but there's two different Luckies that jump around and slam dunks off of trampolines.
Yeah.
There's the current Lucky, by all accounts,
much more PC, much more family friendly.
Dude, first Lucky?
Actually, this turns out the first Lucky a little too family
Let's
friendly.
Let's hear about him.
Yeah.
Oh, the old guy hit on my friend's wife. The old Lucky was dangerous.
No, the old Lucky
problematic, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, I think he lost his job for very problematic. I didn't realize this specific incident.
Oh, he was going after my buddy's wife.
I think she said no.
I can circle back.
They're
still married.
Scoops came on your buddy's marriage.
Texas.
Yeah.
You know, he was like out of line. He was going to fight with Lucky at one point.
This is a much
put him in his place.
This is a much better.
That's a married woman, Lucky. This is more.
That's really selling the brand is what it's doing.
This much more, like, hey, you want to see me dunk? I'm like, yeah, of course I do.
Lay on my buddy's wife. He's like, hey, she's going to come out here. She's going to come out here and hold the basketball. Lucky.
There's no basketball to be found.
She's not holding the basketball, Lucky. And don't even.
I got to get her ready for the stunt back here.
Don't even. Why are you asking for two basketballs, Lucky? I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, he was. That guy's a jerk.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I think she said no is the best line in there.
I don't know. I never really circled back.
I wasn't there.
No.
Yeah, I think she said no.
There's a new Scoops in town. There's a new Scoops in town. I don't mean a new Scoops Keith report. I mean there's Scoops Cox on the morning show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
had a big-time scoop.
Yeah, Cocoa Bomb.
Cocoa Bomb, as it's called.
Sure.
Here's what she had to say.
And there are three final groups.
Okay.
Now, this person, not from the area.
To buy the Celtics. Continue.
Who I was talking to. Yeah. So, Expedition, Jeff Bezos is one.
Okay.
Win Encore.
Really?
Wow.
The number two. Now, I say that he or she is not from the area because they then say to me, and then the final is someone I don't know, Sam Kennedy, and I gasp. Mm-hmm. And so it says Sam Kennedy in group, which is, of course.
Sam Kennedy and group.
Which is Fenway Sports Group.
He's the president of it.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're trying to be sneaky when it comes to the documents or what have.
It does not say Fenway Sports Group. It says doesn't. Sam Kennedy.
And group. All right. Not one to critique a scoop, but I would
tighten it. I would tighten it.
I would.
That was tightened up.
I guess I didn't. No. I heard Andy and Christian.
She took a little walk around the block with it, but I thought But still, that's good intel.
I agreed with Christian and Andy that I'm not so sure she was taking the walk around the block. I think there was a lot of interjecting.
Yeah,
in the middle
happens.
Of said scoop.
A lot of voices.
Let the scooper scoop.
I've always said that. Speaking of that, we have a pooper scooper update for you because on Tuesday we had the Portland Pooper of Louisville, which was a pretty massive story where a gentleman was arriving at. He initially went, scouted out the location.
Oh, yeah.
A little of a Peeping Tom situation, then went back the next night, defecated on a man's porch, and left.
Sure.
Got away with it.
As one does.
Came back a couple nights later, defecated on the man's porch again.
Yeah.
Then came back again, still hasn't been caught, and he got chased off this time. So he wasn't able to leave anything at the crime scene, but
ants around his ankles.
Correct.
Right, still running away.
So that was a couple of nights. So then you're like, all right, well, that's quite a story. But he was still at large, and there's video of the guy. You could see it. There's video surveillance this entire time. Plus, as we've discussed, so much DNA evidence, and yet he's always been at large. Then, believe it or not, just a couple of days ago, we got yet another update on the porch pooper of Louisville.
Here at 7:30, the man police say has been pooping on one Louisville homeowner's porch over the past week, paid that homeowner another visit this weekend. In fact, the homeowner tells me the now infamous porch pooper went back to his house two times over the Labor Day weekend. The homeowner tells us the first visit happened on the morning of September 1st. The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left. The homeowner put up sonic alarms and cat litter the next day. Well, it seemed to deter him when he returned last night because the homeowner tells me he ran away. If you recognize this man, you're asked to contact police at 574-LMPD.
Why can't he say poop normally?
Pooped and then left.
I don't know. Like, but he's an anchor. He never says
pooped.
Never says defecate.
No.
The whole time. I think because they're trying to play up the fact that they have like a local celebrity now. The porch pooper.
Well, it's good alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he says it's like a 30-second cut. He says it like six times.
The Louisville lager.
Well, got away.
Yeah.
Pooped.
Why can't he say that?
I don't know. He has.
Why can't these anchors? I think I know why. They're professionals. This is beneath
are.
Them.
Yeah.
But why can't they say pooped normally?
I'm not sure. It's not.
What about porch poopers?
I know why she said it that. She was, it was definitely beneath her.
Targeted by a porch pooper.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous, but who will refer to as Jim.
Hey, Jim.
The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
Pooped.
And then left.
The now infamous porch pooper.
I still think it's a mess. TMZ's all over the story now.
TMZ had it, yeah.
So
after us.
Well, yeah, days after. Yeah. So I think it's amazing they're on the scent.
They are. So there you go. There's your week two of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, your week two in review.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.